Each Thursday morning, we are joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
A disappointing result in Tuesday's home game against the Florida Panthers, a team they've had trouble with. The Sabres had a 2-1 lead, then they gave up four goals in the third period, losing 5-2. What do you think was the turning point in that game?
Well, I think the turning point was the second period. The Sabres had the lead. They had several opportunities to kind of put the game away, and they weren't able to convert. They took a late penalty, and then bam, 50 seconds into the third period, the Panthers tied it, and the Sabres completely fell apart. I was surprised. The Sabres had been a very good team when leading after 40 minutes. They were 9-0-2. They hadn't lost in regulation. And one of their things this year has been that they've been able to close out those late leads. And against a last-place team, that might have been their worst 5 minutes of the season. And now they've lost seven straight games to the Panthers. And the Panthers aren't exactly a powerhouse. They have some talent. They're probably better than a last-place team. But to be a top team, you have to knock off those weaker clubs. And the Sabres have struggled with the Panthers, and that's concerning.
Well, going into that game, the Sabres had a nice three-game stretch. They earned 5 of 6 possible points against some tough competition. They're still in a good position, third place in the Eastern Conference. A big reason for their recent success, the play of Jack Eichel. He's really taken his game to another level.
He has taken his game to another level, and I really think you're seeing him take more steps into superstardom, truly becoming one of the league's elite players. And if he keeps this up, he's going to have one of the greatest seasons ever by a Saber. He'll have over 100 points. He should have 30 goals. And what's most impressive to me is that he's doing the bulk of his damage at even strength. He has about a point a game at even strength. I mean, just his even strength production would be a terrific season. And I think there's a few factors contributing to him going to the next level. It's experience. He's 22. He has a lot more experience, 4 years, than most players his age. Maturity, you could see him changing last year. He was taking more responsibility. I think the captaincy has brought him an even greater focus. And finally, the Sabres are just a better team. When there's a better team around him, obviously he's going to produce more. And right now he has Jeff Skinner on his left wing, one of the NHL's leading goal scorers. He already has 25 goals. They've become maybe the league's most dynamic duo, the Sabres' most dynamic tandem since Pat LaFontaine and Alexander Mogilny 26 years ago. And you're seeing how good Jack Eichel can be when he has a good team around him.
Well, we've had some drama around the team this week involving now ex-Saber Patrick Berglund. He came to Buffalo from St. Louis in the Ryan O'Reilly trade. He was suspended last weekend for failing to report to the team. And then just yesterday, the team put him on unconditional waivers with the intent to terminate his contract. What do you make of this whole situation?
Well, it's bizarre. I've been around a long time, and I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a player just outright quit on his team like Patrick Berglund has, and it's odd. Early on, he seemed to be fitting in with the Sabres. I remember Jack Eichel in training camp calling him the Godfather. He seemed to be becoming one of their leaders. He seemed pretty popular, and he started the season as their number two center, but he was a healthy scratch right away, which irked him a lot. He had been playing on the fourth line. He had been in and out of the lineup, and you were starting to wonder what the Sabres were going to do with him, because he has a lot of money left on his contract, about $12 million over the next 3-plus seasons. And as far as I'm concerned, he's doing the Sabres a favor. I mean, to get out of a contract like that is a gift. I've never seen a player walk away from that kind of money. This frees up more money for the Sabres. They have some contracts coming off the books next year. They have Matt Molson's $5 million. They have Jason Pominville's contract, although he could be re-signed for a lesser amount. And now they have Berglund's $3-plus million, and that's just more money that will help them re-sign Jeff Skinner. It's just a shocking turn of events when you think about it.
The Sabres travel to Washington to take on the Capitals tomorrow night, then they're back home for a game against the Anaheim Ducks on Saturday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for your insight. We'll check in again with you next week.
Thank you, Omar.